Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called The Cat Who Napped in Every Room. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. The Cat Who Napped in Every Room. Marmalade was a sleepy orange cat who lived in a big, cozy house. Every night when the moon came up, he would yawn a big yawn and stretch his paws. Tonight was just like every other night. The house was quiet and warm. All the lights were dim. Marmalade's eyes were getting heavy, but he needed to find the perfect spot to sleep. He walked on his soft paws through the hallway. The old house creaked gentle creaks that sounded like a lullaby. Marmalade's tail swished slowly back and forth. Where would he nap tonight? He sniffed the air with his pink nose. The house smelled like home, warm and safe and good. His whiskers twitched as he thought about all the cozy places he could choose. The living room, the kitchen, maybe the bedroom? Marmalade purred softly to himself. He had all night to find just the right spot. First, Marmalade padded into the living room on his quiet paws. The big windows let in soft moonlight that made everything glow. During the day, warm sunbeams had shone on the couch. Now the sun was gone, but the couch cushion still held all that cozy warmth. Marmalade jumped up onto the soft couch with a little thump. He could feel the warmth from the day still there, like a gentle hug. With his sharp claws, he began to knead the fabric. Push, push, push went his paws. The cushion felt so soft and squishy. Next, he walked in a circle on the couch. Around he went once, then twice, then three times, just like cats always do. Finally, he settled down into the warm spot. His orange fur looked golden in the moonlight. He tucked his paws under his body and closed his eyes. But wait, something wasn't quite right. The spot felt good, but not perfect. Marmalade stretched his front legs long and gave another big yawn. His pink tongue curled as he yawned. Then he stood up and hopped down from the couch. His paws made tiny sounds on the wooden floor. Tip, tap, tip, tap. He walked out of the living room and into the hallway again. The house was so quiet, he could hear his own breathing, in and out, slow and peaceful. Maybe the kitchen would have a better spot? Marmalade's nose twitched as he smelled something good. The kitchen always smelled like warm bread and sweet things. His paws carried him toward that cozy smell. The moonlight followed him through the house, making gentle shadows on the walls. Marmalade's eyes were getting more sleepy with each step. His tail dragged a little behind him because he was so tired, but he needed to keep looking for the perfect place to curl up and dream sweet dreams. In the kitchen, Marmalade looked up, up, up at the tall refrigerator. On top of the fridge, it looked warm and cozy. The refrigerator hummed a soft, gentle song. Hum, hum, hum. It sounded just like a lullaby that might help him sleep. Marmalade was a very good jumper. He bent his back legs and sprang up high. Whoosh! Up he went, landing softly on top of the refrigerator. The warm air from the fridge rose up around him like a soft blanket. It felt so nice and toasty. He could feel the gentle vibrations from the humming motor. Buzz, 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 it went peacefully. Marmalade lay down and put his chin on his paws. The height made him feel safe, like he was in a tall tree. But after a few minutes, he realized something. The top of the fridge was just a bit too high up. He felt too far away from everything. This wasn't the perfect spot either. Marmalade carefully climbed down from the refrigerator, using his claws to grip the side. Step by step, down he went until his paws touched the kitchen floor. He shook himself from head to tail and yawned again. His whiskers drooped a little because he was getting so sleepy. But he wasn't ready to give up yet. There had to be a perfect spot somewhere in this big house. He walked out of the kitchen, his paws making soft padding sounds. Past the hallway he went, toward the laundry room. He could smell something wonderful there. The clean, fresh smell of soap and fabric softener. His nose led him forward. Sniff, sniff, sniff. The laundry room was small and cozy, not like the big living room or tall kitchen. Maybe this would be just right. Marmalade's eyes were heavy, but he kept walking. His breathing was slow and peaceful. Each step made him more and more ready for sleep. The laundry room was warm and smelled like spring flowers. In the corner sat a big wicker basket full of towels fresh from the dryer. They were still warm and fluffy, like soft clouds. Marmalade's eyes grew wide with happiness. This looked perfect. He climbed into the basket with a soft thud. The warm towels welcomed him like a nest. He sank down, down, down into the softness. The towels were so white and clean, and they smelled like sunshine even though it was nighttime. Marmalade began to knead the towels with his paws, just like he did with the couch. Push, push, push. They were even softer than the couch cushions. He turned in a circle once, twice, three times again. Then he curled up into a little orange ball. The warmth from the dryer wrapped around him like the coziest blanket. His eyes started to close, but then he heard a sound. The dryer was still running, and it was just a tiny bit too loud for perfect sleep. Even though the towels were wonderfully soft, the dryer's gentle tumbling was just a little too much sound for Marmalade. He wanted perfect quiet for his perfect nap. Slowly, he lifted his sleepy head and stretched. His orange fur was all fluffed up from the warm towels. He looked so fluffy and round. Carefully, he climbed out of the basket. His paws felt heavy, like they were made of soft pillows. Marmalade padded out of the laundry room and down the hall once more. The house seemed even quieter now. All he could hear was the gentle tick-tock of a clock somewhere far away. His eyelids were so heavy they wanted to close with every step. But he kept going, looking for that special, perfect place. Maybe the bedroom would be just right. Bedrooms were made for sleeping, after all. His tail swished very slowly behind him as he walked toward the bedroom door. The bedroom was peaceful and quiet, with soft carpet under Marmalade's paws. A big bed sat in the middle of the room, covered with a beautiful patchwork quilt. The quilt had many colors. Blue like the sky, green like grass, yellow like the sun. It made little hills and valleys across the bed, like a tiny countryside made of fabric. Marmalade jumped up onto the bed with one graceful leap. The quilt was soft, but not too soft, firm, but not too firm. He walked across it carefully, feeling how it dipped and rose under his paws. In one valley between the hills, he found a perfect cat-sized spot. He settled down into it, and the quilt rose up around him like gentle arms. The bedroom smelled clean and sleepy, like lavender and dreams. Marmalade's purr started deep in his chest. This felt very, very good. His eyes closed, but then he realized the room was maybe just a little too quiet. He liked some gentle sounds when he slept. Marmalade sighed a soft, sleepy sigh. The quilt was lovely, but something was still not quite perfect. He stood up and stretched, front paws reaching forward, back legs stretching behind him. His stretch was long and slow, like cats do when they're very relaxed. Then he padded off the bed, his paws silent on the soft carpet. Out of the bedroom he went, still searching for his ideal sleeping spot. The hallway seemed longer now because he was so tired. Each step took more effort than the last. His whiskers twitched as he thought about where to try next. The study. That room had a big, comfortable armchair by the window. Maybe that would be perfect. Marmalade's breathing was getting slower and deeper with each room he visited. He was like a sleepy detective, investigating every possible place to rest. His orange fur seemed to glow softly in the dim light of the house. The study was a cozy room filled with books and papers. By the window sat a big armchair covered in soft, worn leather. It was the kind of chair that had been sat in many, many times, so it was perfectly shaped for comfort. Marmalade jumped up into the chair with a soft thump. The leather was smooth and warm, heated by sunshine during the day. Through the window, he could see the gentle moon and twinkling stars in the dark blue sky. The chair was just the right size, not too big, not too small. Marmalade turned around once, twice, three times, then settled into the chair's embrace. The leather made a soft creaking sound that was peaceful, like an old rocking chair. He could smell the faint scent of books and papers, which was calm and sleepy. His eyes grew heavier and heavier as he watched the stars twinkle. This felt very close to perfect, but he realized he wanted to be somewhere even more special. As Marmalade sat in the chair looking at the stars, he began to think about all the places he had tried. The couch was warm, but not quite right. The refrigerator was cozy, but too high. The towels were soft, but too noisy. The quilt was perfect, but too quiet. The chair was nice, but he wanted something more. Something that felt like home in every way. Then Marmalade had a wonderful idea. What if the perfect spot wasn't in just one room? What if it was everywhere at once? He jumped down from the chair with new energy. Even though he was very sleepy, he had an important mission now. He walked back through the house, visiting each room again. But this time, instead of staying long, he just touched his paw to each special spot. The couch, pat. The fridge top, a little jump and pat. The towel basket, a quick paw touch. He was collecting all the good feelings from every room. After visiting every room and collecting all the cozy feelings, Marmalade knew exactly what to do. He walked to the very center of the house, right in the middle of the main hallway. There he found a soft rug that was perfectly placed where he could feel the warmth from every room flowing toward him. The couch's daytime sunshine warmth drifted over. The kitchen's gentle humming reached his ears. The fresh towel smell floated by. The quilt's softness seemed to surround him. The chair's peaceful feeling wrapped around him like a hug. Marmalade lay down on the rug and stretched out long. Every part of the house was sharing its comfort with him. He closed his eyes and felt completely, perfectly at peace. His breathing became slow and even. His purr grew soft and steady. All around him, the house seemed to purr too, welcoming him home. Finally, Marmalade had found the most perfect sleeping spot of all, right in the heart of his beloved home, where every room's love could reach him. And there, surrounded by all that warmth and comfort, he fell into the most wonderful sleep, full of sweet dreams.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.